Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is the station Wichita turns to first for live team coverage of breaking news. KNSS, Wichita's number one news, talk, and weather station. Depend on it.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Teenage girl shot in North Wichita. We've got the story.
A Fidelity Bank branch was robbed in East Wichita. I'm Dan O'Neill.
Police say a man drove across Wichita in the wrong lane. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday. In the near term, a cool and quiet weather pattern is going to continue for us, but there is some mention of rain in the near future. We'll talk about that in our forecast coming up.
A 15-year-old girl is in critical condition after a shooting in North Wichita Wednesday night in the 1300 block of North Estelle. Police found the girl with a gunshot wound to her back. Investigators discovered another resident in the neighborhood had been struck by bullets and sustained damage.
Wichita police are investigating a bank robbery.
It happened around 3:30 Wednesday afternoon at the Fidelity Bank in the 1300 block of North Woodlawn near 13th. Police say a man walked into the bank and then left in a vehicle with an undisclosed amount of money. There were no injuries. Photos of the suspect can be found in the news story on our webpage at knssradio.com. If you know the identity of the man in the photos, you're asked to call Crime Stoppers at 267-2111 or 911. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A man drove the entire length of Wichita the wrong way on Kellogg from the east side of town to Tyler Road, causing a collision along the way. Police officer Charlie Davidson says early Wednesday somebody reported a pickup truck going westbound in the eastbound lanes of Kellogg near Greenwich. Police located the truck as it was traveling on the downtown flyover.
A tire deflation device was successfully used by officers, and the wrong-way vehicle was stopped in the 9000 block of West Kellogg. Officers were then able to contact the 48-year-old male driver. While the Ford truck was traveling the wrong way on Kellogg, a driver of an Acura made an invasive maneuver to avoid colliding with the truck and collided with a Kia SUV.
That accident took place near Kellogg and Seneca. There was one person in the Kia and three in the Acura. One person suffered serious injuries. The others sustained minor injuries. Investigators believe alcohol may possibly be a factor in this wrong-way driving incident.
Congress is moving toward a vote on overhauling the tax code.
It's expected 37% will be the top individual rate, and the corporate rate will drop from 35% to 21% in 2018. House Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady defended a tax on the plan on Fox's America's Newsroom.
We seem to get hit by all sides. Some say tax relief for the wealthy. Others say, no, there's tax increases for the wealthy.
There was a conference committee meeting held to discuss the tax reform negotiations. Democrats were furious with the process. And Massachusetts Congressman Democrat Richard Neal and Texas Congressman Democrat Lloyd Doggett try to get Ways and Means Committee Chairman Kevin Brady to shut it down. On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
After failing to capture the Senate seat in Alabama, Republican Roy Moore says the election is a reflection on the current state of government.
No longer is this about Republican or Democrat control. It has truly been said there's not a dime's worth of difference between them. It's about a Washington establishment which will not listen to the cries of its citizenry.
Moore lost to Democrat Doug Jones. Moore's campaign struggled to get past allegations of sexual misconduct with underage girls.
A Kentucky state lawmaker accused of sexual assault has killed himself.
Police say Dan Johnson shot himself Wednesday on a bridge in Mount Washington near Louisville. The 57-year-old Republican and church leader was elected to the state legislature last year. A report was published Monday in which a woman claimed Johnson sexually assaulted her at his Louisville home on New Year's Eve 2012 when she was 17. Police investigated but did not file charges. Johnson said the accusations were totally false. He posted a cryptic message on Facebook Monday night saying, "PTSD is a sickness that will take my life. I cannot handle it any longer. It has won this life, but heaven is my home." Tom Rigotti, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:04, 4 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Road action last night for the Wichita Thunder hockey team. Battle for first place. And we'll have our Minute with Mitch talking some Chiefs football today. It's all coming up in sports in just a few minutes.
More valuable coins in a Salvation Army red kettle. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted now. 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock. Small business optimism has not been as high as it was in November since the 1980s. This is according to a national small business group.
Dan Murray, the Kansas State Director for the National Federation of Independent Business, is happy with the Small Business Optimism Index that was released on Tuesday.
Not since the Reagan economy have we seen the Small Business Optimism Index this high. It's at a high near the record set nearly 34 years ago, and not as high only one other time in the 44 years that we've been doing this optimism index. The tone out of Washington, I think, are sending strong signals to our members and small business owners across the country, and I'm certainly hearing that when I visit with members here in Kansas.
The index gained 3.7 points in November, a sharp increase over what was already a near-record performance the previous month.
Kansas Information Network's Nick Gosnell.
Those Salvation Army bell ringers hope you reach into your pocket to drop some coins in their kettles to help people in need this Christmas season. But they got a real surprise when they pulled out the coins from one kettle in Pompano Beach, Florida.
Among the quarters and dollars, two coins stood out, both because they are gold and shiny. Two 1947 pure gold Mexican pesos, worth about $1,500. Here's Salvation Army Major Keith Biggers.
Just so excited and ecstatic for this great, generous gift that really infuses our numbers and helps us to be able to provide the services that we do throughout the year.
It's the fourth year in a row that the Secret Santa dropped rare coins into the bucket. Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
7:09 now, 9 minutes past 7 o'clock with Steve and Ted.
Heavy traffic volumes right now in just a couple of areas around Wichita this morning, looking mostly at West Kellogg and around the road construction and the North Junction, I-135, I-235, and K-96. The gasoline prices in Wichita this morning, $2.19 a gallon. Did spot better, $2.17. I saw that at Kellogg and Broadway. Traffic update on KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western. Good morning, Katie.
Hey, good morning.
The first thing you notice if you go out the door this morning is it's just a little bit cooler than it was yesterday. Or it's going to be, anyway.
Right, yeah. We are not going to get to see the 60s like we did yesterday. We're a little spoiled. Today will be quite a bit chillier. Not only this morning, but this afternoon, we'll only see highs topping off around 49 degrees for Wichita.
How do you explain that?
Oh, it's this crazy thing, you know, called cold air.
Cold air coming in. Okay.
From Canada.
Right.
You know, the boring stuff.
Okay, so we got any moisture going on around the state? Sure need it, don't we?
Yeah, unfortunately, it's not looking great. Right now, there's like a couple snowflakes falling in far southwestern Kansas, but that's the best we're seeing and really the best we've even got in the forecast for the next week.
There had been earlier some mention of a possible rain or something in the Wichita area Thursday night. Well, tonight is Thursday night. Has that pretty much been called off now?
I mean, I've got a 10% chance in that we might see some sprinkles, but for the most part, I really don't think we're going to see anything.
Now, these dry conditions are going to continue at least for the next few days, huh?
Yep. Unfortunately, we don't really see any end of it in sight.
How about the weekend? Anything there? We're just going on with dry and cold and what, right?
Well, I mean, pretty much of the same. We'll warm back up again as we head into Saturday. We'll back up near 60, and then we're going to do basically what we're doing today. We'll do it all over again on Sunday. We'll cool down again, down to the upper 40s, more clouds. Again, maybe a sprinkle or two, but nothing more than that.
Okay, so again, today we're looking for a high temperature then, huh?
49 degrees.
All right. Thank you, Katie. The KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Katie Western at 7:12 now, Steve and Ted. Now, mostly cloudy. We've got 37 degrees. We've got a north wind at 10 miles per hour. So that's what's going on. Sunny, breezy day across Kansas Wednesday. Wichita's high temperature was 66 yesterday. By the way, the normal high for the date, 44. So we're still warm and dry out there. Today is Thursday, December 14th, 2017. On this date in 1977, the movie Saturday Night Fever opened in New York. The soundtrack, what, Ted, it's on the top 5 or 10 all time?
Monster soundtrack.
That had some...
Double LP, wasn't it?
Yeah, this is... I had a cassette, and we played it constantly when we were on the road with the kids. And this is Disco Inferno, one of the songs. Yeah, and it was just, I wasn't that big on disco, but the music
was a good soundtrack.
I think the music was good. A lot of it was it was fun. It was up-tempo.
Peppy, yep.
Yeah.
I like Cool and the Gang, Open Sesame.
Oh, yeah.
I love that
That's
song.
A good song, too. So, anyway, Saturday Night Fever opened in New York. I did have at one point.
And, of course, all the stuff from the Bee Gees is just knockout.
I owned a three-piece white suit in the day.
Wow.
Like John Travolta.
Don't spill anything on it.
I don't know. Show stains. On this date in 1978, the movie Superman, starring Christopher Reeve and Margot Kidder, opened in Los Angeles. Who else was in that? Was Ned Beatty in that?
Yeah. Beatty.
Who else?
Gene Hackman.
Gene Hackman was Lex Luthor, right?
Yes.
And who was Miss Tessbacher?
Valerie Perrine.
Valerie Perrine. That's a terrific movie.
It's one of my top five, without a doubt.
My brothers and I grew up on Superman comics, and there was a TV show, Superman, with George Reeves. And then, so I was kind of watching for the. I enjoyed this movie. I think it's a really good movie.
Saw that movie in the Crest Theater.
Oh, did you? Yeah.
And those opening credits, and that big S comes out at you on that huge screen at the Crest. I was wow.
So, Cal-El was.
Of course, Marlon Brando.
Was that Cal-El or Jor-El?
That's Jor-El.
Dad.
Yes.
Their old dad.
Susanna York, and Marlon Brando played his real parents. Yeah.
What was the planet they were from?
Of course, you had Glenn Ford as his Earth parents.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Then he was, Superman was from Kansas, really.
Smallville.
Yeah.
Yep.
Clark Kent. Smallville, mm-hmm. Kansas. Where is that, by the way? Is that near here? There is a place they think is, they claim it, I think, in Kansas. But anyway.
Hutch claims it.
Hutch does? Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. What was the planet they were from?
Krypton.
Krypton, and Kryptonite was the thing that that really sapped
that was,
Superman's
yes, that
strength.
Would, that was dangerous,
as
too,
green.
As a resident of Krypton, yes.
Yeah. Which,
Gene Hackman and Ned Beatty are so funny in that movie.
I ran into one of my cousins the other day. No, it wasn't. It was one of the guys, it was little Westwood boys who lived across the street from me when I was a kid, a little kid, over on Spruce. He reminded me that my brothers and I would take bath towels, put them around our necks like capes, and jump off our garage.
That seems ill-advised.
It was, and nobody ever broke a leg or anything.
Well, thank goodness.
Yeah, we were playing Superman, all right?
Well, you did what you had to do.
Today is our
You mentioned Margot Kidder. Lois Lane.
Margot Kidder. Yeah.
Jackie Cooper.
Jackie Cooper was in that.
Yes.
Right.
As the editor of the Daily Planet.
Yeah. Mr. White. What was his first name?
Perry White.
Yeah, Perry White. Great Caesar's ghost.
Oh, my gosh.
All right. So Christmas, our Christmas luncheon is today. We really haven't had a... Have we had a Christmas party in the 20 years we've been working together? I mean, like a nighttime dress-up?
Yeah, back in the early days.
Booze it up type
Probably about
thing.
20 years ago.
Well, there was one.
We had
that,
a couple.
Yeah. And I'm just thinking about...
We had one in Wichita State. We had another one out there at the caterer's place.
Yeah, I remember that one.
Yeah.
That was a party when...
That was back in the late 90s.
Back in the 70s, I was working for a radio station. Of course, in those days... You had to have a Christmas tape every year.
Mm-hmm.
It was just a funny thing with outtakes of the people's production.
Right.
And I was in charge of that a couple of years. Some of them were pretty funny. But most of them, the people who were the spouses and who didn't work there, it put them right to sleep.
Yeah, they're not in on the jokes.
So we don't do that anymore. We had one at the Holiday Inn downtown, which used to be right there about Broadway and about 9th Street.
Mm-hmm.
We had one there in the basement one time in the 70s. And I remember that... we had a sales manager, big old guy named Dave, okay? And Dave got, how can I say this? He was overserved that night.
Okay.
He became a little bit inebriated. Well, the owner of the radio station was sitting clear up in the front while we were doing the entertainment, the Christmas tape. Dave decided he would start throwing peanuts.
Oh, gosh.
At the desk up there, where the table where the manager was and the owner, hitting the owner in the back of the head. So it didn't...
How did that work out for Dave?
Thank you. Dave's wife finally got him out in the hall and tell him what to do.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. Any great memories of a Christmas party for you?
Not really.
Okay.
Now, you mentioned the Holiday Inn there at 9th and Broadway. There used to be a pretty swanky hotel there at 9th and Broadway.
Yep.
When that Holiday Inn was there back in the day.
Marilyn May, right? Is Marilyn May, but is that the name of the jazz singer we know?
Yeah.
Yeah. She performed there. In fact, I met her there one time. She's performing at the Holiday Inn.
Wow.
How about that? And my good friend Miles Hoover was their lifeguard at the pool there.
Really?
He had a summer job
I did
as
not know that.
Lifeguard at the pool. Yeah.
It's hard to think that there was a pretty nice hotel at 9th and Broadway point in our city.
Shelly and I, when our son was young, had an Easter brunch there at a very nice place to eat. It was a nice place. It's not anymore.
Yeah. Times have changed.
Times changed. We go on. 7:18 now, Steve and Ted on KNSS. It's Sports Time with Ted Woodward. And the Thunder started off the season really hot, our hockey team here, but they're cooling off a little bit right now. Right, Ted?
Yeah, having a little trouble on the road. This five-game road swing so far has proven challenging. First place was on the line last night in the first meeting of the season between these division rivals, the Wichita Thunder heading out to Colorado to take on the first-place Eagles. Thunder just did not come out of the gate strong enough. Colorado scored 3 goals in the first 7 minutes for a 3-0 lead. Now, the Thunder did bear down after that, outscored the Eagles 3-1 in the final 53 minutes. But of course, that early 3-0 deficit couldn't overcome it. Colorado won that game 4-3. Colorado has won 10 of 11 now. And Wichita has dropped all three games so far of a five-game road swing here in December. A little NBA basketball last night. The Toronto Raptors win in Phoenix, 115-109. Coming off the bench is the sixth man for the Raptors, former Shocker point guard Fred VanVleet. He played 24 minutes, had a couple of steals, three assists, and 5 points. How about the Toronto Raptors? They've won 7 of 8, and they are one of the top 5 teams in the NBA right now. Nicely done. Toronto playing well, and got Fred VanVleet getting some very quality minutes off the bench for the Toronto Raptors. Thursday night football tonight, it is, let's face it, it's not a great matchup. It's the Denver Broncos in Indianapolis taking on the Colts tonight, two of the bottom 3 teams in the conference. Denver is a 2.5-point favorite on the road, but these are 2 teams that have already been eliminated from playoff competition and are not doing much this season. So the NFL didn't exactly get a great matchup for Thursday night football tonight.
Wasn't that many years ago the Colts were right on top of everything.
Well, when Peyton Manning Broncos was their quarterback.
Yeah,
yes.
Broncos. Wow.
Times change, yeah. As we've said this morning.
Times are changing.
If you want to listen to the Colts and the Broncos, yep. 7 o'clock tonight, it's on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. And coming up, we'll have our Minute with Mitch. Stay tuned for that. Sports with Steve and Ted on KNSS.
7:21 now. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's Morning Update, the Clinton Playbook on Sexual Harassment Claims. Steve and Ted in the Morning on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.